Hello, and welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. Thank you for tuning in today. This is a place where I talk about health and wellness and everything that kind of goes with that. Last week, I announced my pregnancy finally, and the outpour of love from all of you was really special. So thank you so much for all of the congratulations and the, compliments and love and everything that you gave me through my email and through Instagram. And it was just really, really nice to hear from so many of you. I'm so happy to be in a place now where I can talk about everything freely and it's all out in the open and I don't have to necessarily hide things as much. And obviously not that you ever really need to, like you can decide when you want to share, but it was something that I just kept really close to me for a while. And I'm just happy that I don't have to anymore. So feeling really, really good today. I am, a bit tired, not gonna lie. We had a crazy weekend. We had our baby shower here in BC in Canada before we move out east in next week, actually. And so we had about 35 people of our friends over and it was really fun. And we did a bunch of games and all of these fun, cute things and nothing really tacky, to be honest. I've been to quite a few baby showers and there's a lot that I don't like about them. And so like I didn't open gifts in front of everybody or I didn't do any of the tacky games that I find. So the couple of things that we did do, which I would recommend, is we bought diapers and I had a little station set up where everyone could sign one with like Sharpie markers. And so later on when we're using the diapers, you know, in 3 months, well, not 3 months, more than that, like 6 months from now, we can, you know, when we pull one out, we'll disperse them throughout all the diapers. And when we pull it out, we'll see what a friend has said. So people wrote like jokes or nice things or compliments or encouragement or signed them or drew a photo or a little image on them. And it was just really cute and something that we get to kind of enjoy in the future. And then I also did the little sheets that you can fill out of like, how much do you predict it's going to weigh? Like size? What is it going to get from mom, dad? Is it going to look like mom or dad? And all these different things. So we did those as well, which were really cute. And that was kind of it. And then we did Wine Fest with it. So Wine Fest is this tradition we kind of do where I'm not going to fully get into it because it's not worth it. But basically everyone brings a wine bottle and decorates it and competes for these prizes. So we did that in combination with the baby shower and that was really fun. So it was really different and very interactive. And then we're actually doing another one in June in Ontario, in Muskoka for all of my East Coast family and friends. And yeah, and another thing I will say for all those like pregnant women out there listening, I really encouraged people to buy off of my registry because they didn't want to get a bunch of stuff I wouldn't use. And that includes like toxic stuff, to be honest. Like I am arguably one of the healthiest people out of all of my friends. And so I did not want to be given like plastic baby bottles or plastic soothers or, you know, things that have like a lot of flame retardants on them or toxins and things like that. So I really, really asked people to, like, you don't have to bring something, but please, if you do, like, please get me something off of our registry. And it was amazing. Like, everyone was so good. Everyone got me something off the registry. Like, maybe they added in a couple things that weren't on there, but I got so much off of the registry. So I'm so happy about that because it was just super important for me to get things I actually needed and kind of were non-toxic and are in this like zone of clean and natural products. And it's also nice because I feel like if you don't set up a registry, you end up getting like duplicates of things or you get a bunch of clothes. And I don't want baby clothes from people. Like I would rather buy from my favorite like organic baby brands or bamboo baby brands. And I would rather get like the bottle warmer that I want or something like that. So it was great. I really recommend you do that. I used the company called Baby List. It's a USA company, but it does work for Canada. You just have to put in like the Canadian links. So like amazon.ca or whatever kind of like place that you're doing in Canada, just use the right links. And it was very, very helpful when I was setting up my registry months ago. So it gives you an entire checklist of like, oh my gosh, like 100 items, even if you want, of what you could possibly need or want. And so I recommend using Babylist. And the great thing about it is that it pulls in links from everywhere. So if you do a registry through like Amazon or I don't know where people typically do it, you know, West Coast Kids, I only know the Canadian places. You typically like are limited to that company. But if you do babylist.com, you can pull in any link from anywhere you want. And so that's what I did. And that's super important when we are looking at like these non-toxic brands, because a bunch of them, you have to order online from their website, like the best of the best, maybe not the best of the best, but some of the best ones for sure are not going to be at your department store, essentially. So that is my little blurb on that. I sent my registry to a bunch of you in my DMs who asked me for it, just to like give you an example. I might make a freebie about it or something on my website, like when I have some time in the next month, because I think it would be super, super helpful. If you are in this stage of life or you know someone who is, a couple of accounts that are really helpful to follow is this, the first one is called Raised Well. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Let me just double check. Raised Well Instagram. Okay. So they're not called Raised Well. Hold on. Let me find them. Okay. Here we go. I found them. Okay. They're called Raising Well Kids. They have 384,000 followers on Instagram. And they create these posts that literally compare all of the products and what is the healthiest and most non-toxic. I would actually love to get them on my podcast. They do food and they do products. They do cleaning products. It's not even just kids. Like a lot of it is kids, but man alive, it is really, really helpful. So I was messaging them and I was like, hey, like, do you have a post on wipes? They sent me the post. Then you go through it and you're like, okay, what's available in my country? Like, which one's the best? And they explain what are the ingredients in these products that are harmful for kids and for you. And then they even do like a price comparison for some of them. So for the diapers post, it's really, really helpful because they show the diapers and then they show like cost per diaper for the best clean ones. So like 30 cents, 45 cents per diaper, that type of thing. And so I will link them in the show notes because someone sent me this account and it's been phenomenal for me to actually make my decisions. And they show you like the simple swaps you can do. I'm even looking at like stuff they do for like Valentine's Day and like all these different things and supplements. And so that's called Raising Well Kids. They're super popular. You'll be able to find them pretty easily. And then the other person in this space that I would recommend looking up is called Mama Natural. And Mama Natural has been phenomenal for me. So she has a book. I actually need to add it to my Amazon account. So I will add that to my account by the time this episode airs. And she has a guide to pregnancy. Now, this book is like, honestly, has been my Bible. It is a week by week guide to pregnancy. And it goes through everything that you need to know. And it talks about like nutrition, diet, lifestyle, like just a very, very holistic approach to pregnancy broken down week by week. And it's been very helpful. She talks a lot about all of the different tests that you can or can't get during pregnancy, what she recommends, what she did. Also, like, what are the pros and cons? Like, do you really need to get a genetics test? Do you really need to do the gestational diabetes test? Things like that. And kind of like talks about alternatives, which is very helpful. And then talks a lot about birth, which is great. So talks about home birth versus hospital birth, what you should like, you know, the decisions you're going to have to make around birth and all of the interventions and what they actually mean and what is actually happening, you know, and it's very educational. So if you're pregnant listening to this or you're trying to get pregnant, I would really suggest you read that and make that like your number one book that you go to. It's really big, but it's like, it just lives on my coffee table. Like, and I have read it week by week and it has been great. She talks about what to get for your nursery, talks about non-toxic products. And then there's a breastfeeding section. And I'm actually going to sign up for her pregnancy course. I think in about a month, I'm going to sign up for it. It's an 8-week course. And so me and my husband, Ryan, will do it because I just like love her philosophy. And she talks about breastfeeding as well. So if you are somebody, which I highly, highly assume you are, if you're listening to this podcast, if you are into natural health and wellness, you really need to follow Mama Natural and get her pregnancy guide, because it's I could not have made as informed decisions as I did without it. And it was always my starting point before I did more research. So, man, I would love to have her on the show. Oh, I should actually start making a list of these people, because that would be phenomenal. She's very inspiring. So those are my two recommendations, and so many recommendations to come. I have so much to say about all of this. So please stay tuned. And today's episode kind of falls into this space, but it is, you know, about pregnancy, but it's more about women's health in general. So I am talking with Jules Elma, and we talk about yoni mapping. Now, this is something that is very new and is slowly kind of catching on. So we kind of delve into the pelvic floor, the anatomy down there, like, yeah, your vulva, your vagina, everything, and how you can really optimize this yoni mapping technique. And it's very interesting. The episode was very eye-opening for me. And it's definitely something that I want to kind of bring into my life as a practice that I do, and just to kind of like center myself and connect with myself a lot. So it was interesting. And I think you're going to learn a lot, because yoni mapping is not something I knew about before having her come on my podcast. So I think, you know, a lot of people probably don't know about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but there's always something new to learn, and I really appreciated it. So if you're somebody who is maybe feeling disconnected from her body, or maybe you're having certain symptoms, maybe you're in the fertility, pregnancy, postpartum stage of life, this is a technique that could be very beneficial for you. Very, very beneficial. So I think you are going to really enjoy it. And a shout out to Mimio. I love seeing how many people love Mimio every time I talk about them. Mimio is a stack of 4 different ingredients that work to really clean up your cells and work to kind of boost your longevity, boost your cellular health and autophagy. And the ingredients in it are actually ingredients that we make ourselves. So they're called biomimetic ingredients. And it's just one of the best biohacking longevity cellular supplements on the market, in my opinion. So they have stacked these 4 ingredients together. And it's interesting because the research has shown when they are put together, they are more effective than when they are apart. So that's why I love taking Mimio. They were one of my favorite brands that I found in 2023. And I will continue taking them for probably all this year. So yes, that is something that I am definitely thinking about. And I have taken on and off when I was trying to conceive and pregnant. So it's not something I'm concerned about in that kind of space either. You can use my discount code BIOHACKINGBRITNEY in all capitals. They are linked on my website and in my show notes for you to easily find. And a shout out to Bioptimizers. Oh my gosh, they actually are one of my go-to supplement brands. So I use their magnesium, digestive enzymes, probiotics. And those are really important during pregnancy, like very, very important. So I have been taking those every single day just to support my body during this time. But those are also the same products I recommend to everybody. My husband takes them. My family takes them, because most of us are deficient in magnesium. Most of us don't eat a fully whole foods unprocessed diet every single day. And so when we take digestive enzymes, it can really help to break down that food and make it easier for us to digest. And then probiotics are always going to help support a robust gut. Oh my gosh. So those are my go-to, and I really just love those products. I have, like I said, I've taken them daily when I was trying to conceive, and I've taken them daily during pregnancy, and I'll take them postpartum as well. Even though my prenatal has magnesium in it, I don't think it's enough. And I think it just really helps with like aches and pains, stress, you know, restless leg syndrome, all of these things, because it has 7 different types of magnesium in it. So it's a very full spectrum. So that is Biohacking Brittany in all capitals is the discount code that goes with that. And I really recommend it. You can use the discount code on all of their products. It all works. So enjoy this episode. I will catch you on Friday for another one. I am going to start releasing more pregnancy content. So we're going to start with my conception story, which I want to talk a lot about. And then next week, oh my gosh, you definitely want to stay tuned because I'm releasing my first trimester experience podcast episode. And I recorded that during my first trimester. So honestly, I'm probably not even going to listen to it because I don't know if I can handle it. So it's going to be very raw and very honest, but I really wanted to record things as I was actually going through them so I could provide you with like reality versus expectations. So that's coming next week, first trimester experience, and then the second trimester one will be out shortly as well. Enjoy this episode and thank you for listening. Welcome to Biohacking with Brittany. I am thrilled that you are listening today. We are diving into a new topic within the women's health space, the biohacking space, and that is yoni mapping, which I have no idea what that is, and I have no idea what that even entails. We are going to dive into that, and I have a very special guest joining me who is Jules Alma, and she is a pioneer in this space and in holistic women's health in general. So we're going to talk about the transformative power of yoni mapping. We're going to get into her personal story. And we're just going to talk about how yonis in general tend to kind of be left out of the conversation when it comes to health, women's health, biohacking, things like that. So Jules, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Brittany. I'm super excited to be here. And most of all, super excited to finally answer the question, what is yoni mapping, which is definitely not a super well-known tool and just like overall topic in the women's biohacking sphere.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we kind of dive into that and the specifics, I would love to kind of just hear a bit about your journey with your own womanhood and your body and your health and kind of how you got to this point where you are educating other people on yoni mapping.
Yeah, absolutely. So my journey in women's health honestly started from a young age. I'd say in my teenage years, I was just kind of facing a lot of like miscellaneous health issues that were sending me to my gynecologist's office a lot at like age 16 and 17. And from there, I just started to learn from that age that a lot of the things and solutions that were being presented to me from more of just the Western medicine model of healthcare for women were not true solutions. And they just were not things that really felt good to me in my body. You know, I remember like turning down the pill for, you know, various symptoms that I was experiencing and knowing that like deep down, it just did not feel right to me to accept that as kind of like a Band-Aid solution and facing a lot of just kind of pushback from not only the doctors and medical staff and healthcare providers, but even from like older women around me that just assumed that was the only way to get to the root of things. And I kind of just followed that thread into, you know, in adulthood, as I entered my early 20s, I went on my own journey to just figure out what was going on with my body. I was experiencing things like chronic infections, pain with sex, and just like general pelvic pain. And I had a lot of fear of just like being a woman and future experiences like pregnancy and giving birth because of my experiences in my body up to that point. But all of this ended up being like one of those situations in life that gives you kind of the medicine that I feel like you turn around and end up teaching and sharing with others. Because through this, I learned so much about ancestral and just more holistic means of taking care of our bodies as women that are definitely not talked about and shared in the mainstream. And a lot of times even slandered in like mainstream and Western medicine. And from there, I ended up studying how to become a menstrual coach with the Red School based in the UK and just really deepened my relationship with my body, loving what it meant to be a woman that bleeds and has a cycle and honors just like her cyclical energy And then shortly from the menstrual world, that naturally led me to the birth world, where I trained under Ayla Cuenca to become a doula, a full spectrum doula, supporting women through pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. And I attend and specialize mostly in home births and even free births. And from there, I've just developed different tools and practices that have really helped support my clients and the women that I work with. And one of those being yoni mapping, which has just been a super transformative tool, both in my own life, but also women I work with, whether they're preparing to give birth, recovering postpartum, or just dealing with other kind of symptoms or miscellaneous issues in their body.
Yeah, I love all of that. I feel like I could talk to you for so long about this. There, before we dive into yoni mapping and these other topics, I'm so curious about something that you said. You said how the woman's body can be slandered in media. And I would love for you to kind of expand on that. And how can we kind of open our eyes to that? Because sometimes we hear things so often, we actually don't realize the implications it's having on how we might view our body and other female bodies.
Yeah, definitely. I think from a really young age, as girls, and then also teenagers, and then into adulthood as women, we carry this conditioning and messaging, like you said, that we don't even realize that we are believing in ourselves. And a lot of that is, you know, root messages of like, being a woman is inconvenient. It really sucks that I have to bleed and have a period. And, you know, this like makes me less than or puts me at a disadvantage in life. You know, being a woman for the rest of my life is going to be something that creates lots of complications, or that is going to bring me a lot of pain and struggles, whether it's thinking about like, oh, pregnancy sounds awful, giving birth sounds so painful and terrible, recovering postpartum sounds painful and terrible. And then of course, messaging that we tend to get later on about menopause, about that being just such a difficult, challenging, and life-shattering, you know, physiological transformation that we go through in our bodies. And it's like, when you take all of that and you batch it up, it's like, wow, like really the core messaging is that being a woman is not something I want to be, and means that I'm going to have to endure a lot of pain and distress and deal with issues for the rest of my life. And in my own personal beliefs, I really believe that what we think, we create. And I believe we see a lot of that conditioning about the difficulties of womanhood manifesting in a lot of the modern day health issues, and honestly, modern day health crisis we see in women's health today.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's so much. It's just the way that things are worded or understood is like, when you go through puberty and get your first period, it's hard. And then when you try to conceive and you have a baby and birth, that's going to be really difficult and challenging, and like this really hard period for you. And then, like you said, like same with menopause, like it's really can be really difficult. And so it's just this same messaging of the things that kind of define women's milestones, like throughout their lives, tend to have this negative conception with them, like they really do. And so it's like, how do we kind of flip the script on that and say, no, these are actually really beautiful moments, and they don't have to be difficult. They don't have to be hard. We don't have to fear them. I think there's like so much fear that comes from those, all of those times in our lives. But it's really going against mainstream to think, I'm not afraid of that. I'm going to go through it gracefully, and it's going to be okay on the other end.
Definitely. And there's also a big part of it of believing and knowing that the way that a woman's body is designed by nature is actually to be a super blissful, pleasurable, joyful experience in the body. And in the birth world, you know, you hear a lot about, especially when you get into like the home birth and free birth world, of this idea that what's gone wrong in the medical system and with medicalizing birth is that we treat birth as something that needs to be managed, like preemptively managed. You know, as soon as a woman steps into the hospital, you know, all sorts of interventions are kind of forced onto her body to, again, quote unquote, manage the birth process. But this isn't just exclusive to birth. Women are conditioned to believe they need this management from super early on in adolescence. often starting with the introduction of the pill or hormonal birth control. And, you know, with that kind of being a catch-all solution or catch-all pharmaceutical from, you know, anything from migraines to acne, or even, you know, some doctors will say just general hormonal balance as you're moving through adolescence. And it just kind of plants the seed in the minds and I'd say spirits of young women that there's always going to be something inherently wrong with our bodies. Our bodies are out of control and chaotic and unpredictable. And that makes us really scared of our bodies and instills more of that fear. And because of that, we always will need to rely on some sort of external support to help us manage and live in our bodies and control it. And that's just simply not true. And in fact, I'd say a lot of the symptoms and conditions and just various struggles and discomforts that women are experiencing in their bodies today, I would say a good portion of them start from kind of that preemptive management approach rather than, oh, this is just my body creating symptoms because, you know, X, Y, and Z are happening within me. So yeah, there really is a lot kind of working against us societally and conditioning wise when it comes to our bodies. But the really beautiful news is that there are so many ways, especially now more than ever, to take back your power, really be confident in your ability to care for your body as a woman. And so many of these practices that we've had in the past, you know, that our maternal ancestry lines used to practice themselves, are now resurfacing. We have access to information on them and we can begin implementing them in our modern day lives to really restore the health and vibrancy that every woman is capable of feeling and experiencing in her life.
Let's talk about Mimio, a breakthrough longevity supplement that hacks your biology to help you look and feel younger. It was created by PhDs in nutrition from over 7 years of clinical research. And Mimio was designed to mimic the longevity benefits of fasting in a simple daily pill. Not only has Mimio been shown to extend lifespan in animals by 96%, but users have been able to take as much as 2.5 years off their biological age in just 8 weeks. How? Mimio's groundbreaking biomimetic formula uses a patented blend of all-natural metabolites that work together to help your cellular health from the inside out. First, there's OEA, which is a metabolic supercharger clinically proven to help control appetite and promote fat metabolism so you can crush those cravings and silence food noise throughout the day. Then there's spermidine, the cellular autophagy activator, helping clear out cellular junk to boost cognition, clear brain fog, and refresh your cells. Next, there's nicotinamide, a broad-spectrum NAD plus booster that's been shown to improve everything from metabolism to skin glow to immune health. And lastly, there's PEA, one of the body's most powerful rest and repair molecules that helps control inflammation, relieve discomfort, and enhance recovery so you can get that youthful energy back. Mimio is designed to work like a super fast, super efficient fasting diet, but without actually having to fast. It's all about tapping into the power of your own biology, giving your body the cheat code to work its best, making you feel younger and healthier today. You can try Mimio today. Use my discount code at checkout, which is BiohackingBrittany, and you can get all of these benefits in a simple supplement today. Again, that's BiohackingBrittany in all capitals. So definitely try it and let me know what you think. Yeah, exactly. It's so funny you say all this. I was actually reading a book last night, which is by Ina May, am I saying that right?
Ina May Gaskin.
Yeah. And why am I forgetting the name of her book? The birth one. Well, what is it called? It is so
Ina May's Guide to Childbirth.
Yes. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Baby brain, you know? And she was actually talking about this in this chapter of like how we have started outsourcing so many different components of birth specifically and postpartum and even prenatal care to other people, to hospitals, to doctors. And obviously there is like a time and place for that. But especially when you talk about just birth in itself, one of the things that she says so many times in the book is like, birth is not a disease. It is something that is natural that happens to the body. You and your baby do it together. It is not something that you need to go into the hospital for necessarily for treatment, right? Like treatment is for a disease or, you know, an emergency if something happens. So that book, if anyone is curious about like flipping the script on changing how you view birth is phenomenal and has completely changed how I understand it and really see it as like this thing my body was 100% made to do. And I need to trust my body to do that more than I trust some sort of doctor who I've never met before and nurses on rotation and obviously the cascade of interventions and all of these things. So that's just like my little plug for that book because I think it's helpful. And sounds like you very much kind of work in that space as well as a doula and helping women in that space.
Yeah, 100%. So I really love that book and echo that recommendation. And if you or someone listening wants to go even deeper, she has another book called Spiritual Midwifery, which has some really incredible, crunchy, like hippy dippy birth stories that are just, I remember the first time I read that book, it blew my mind. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely, my practice and my values as a birth worker and supporting women in pregnancy and beyond definitely fall into that realm. I mean, my core belief is that a woman's body is inherently perfect and intelligent. And a lot of the time, I'd say a majority of the time, what we really need to do is get out of the way, especially when it comes to these more kind of like throttling physical interventions, honestly, that have just become default and standard today. And really the work that needs to be done is the woman's work, internal, you know, addressing those fears, limiting beliefs that just get in the way of stopping her or blocking her from believing she can have a really blissful, beautiful, even pleasurable experience, both during pregnancy, during birth, and as well as healing postpartum. And I know that this is true because I've seen it, you know, with my own eyes. And also with my, even though I'm a doula that hasn't had children herself yet, just the experiences that I've had in my own body going through my own kind of reclamation and health journey. And I would say like yoni reclamation journey has just shown me what is possible in my body. And I just think most women have never been given the tools to learn what their body is capable of. And this is why they fear birth. Like, of course, if you don't know your body, but especially your yoni inside and out, you are going to naturally hold fears of like, how is my body supposed to, you know, let a baby emerge from it? And, you know, how is my body supposed to recover and heal after a baby has, you know, passed through such a sensitive and tender area of the body?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd love for you to kind of explain what yoni mapping is for everyone listening who is maybe hearing it for the first time. And then we can kind of get into how to optimize it or learn more about it or really just make it something that we integrate into our lives.
Yeah. So first, for those that don't know, yoni is a Sanskrit word that's kind of a catch-all for both the external and internal female anatomy, so your vulva and your vagina. And I just love the word yoni because it encompasses all of those parts. And then yoni mapping is essentially, it's a very intuitive practice where you're using your own fingers, maybe just one, to what I like to call map the nervous system of your yoni or your vagina. And basically, just like any other musculature or tissue system of the body, blood flow is super important for supporting the lymph system, which supports the release and removal of toxins in that area. Healthy blood flow also helps to lubricate our tissues. And when it comes to our yonis, you know, this is some of the most sensitive and innervated tissue in the body. So healthy blood flow and that tissue being adequately lubricated really is kind of the foundation in preventing all sorts of health issues, whether it's things like chronic infections, vaginal atrophy, which can happen, which is common during menopause or even after childbirth in the postpartum phase. And with yoni mapping, you can have several techniques that you use. Sometimes a practice will take on more of like a myofascial release or acupressure technique where you're essentially just holding your finger over a certain spot that maybe feels tender, hypersensitive, or is just kind of bringing up a different sensation that you know is not meant to be held there. And you just kind of hold that spot until the sensation releases or decreases significantly. And then it also can turn into more massage technique where as you begin to soften and mobilize the pelvic bowl and all of the muscles in that area, you can essentially massage the different areas inside and outside of the yoni, again, to bring positive blood flow. But overall, it really is a way for women to A, reset their nervous system. Like the clitoris is the area of the body with the most amount of nerve endings. So with all the awesome talk about nervous system health today, I always find it really funny that no one ever mentions the clitoris or this area of the body. And then in addition to just like a really beautiful, effective full body nervous system reset that it provides, it has that, you know, physical blood flow aspect that I talked about, which is really vital. I mean, again, there's so much talk about lymph health and, you know, the lymph flow of the body today, which is all super important stuff. But obviously, that's even more important for such a sacred, integral part of the body as the reproductive organs are. And then there's also this aspect of, you know, we see so many women today, which is awesome, seeing pelvic floor physical therapists. This has become like a lot more common and mainstream, especially when we see women become pregnant and are preparing for birth or are recovering from birth. And while I feel that pelvic floor physical therapy is awesome, I also can find that this is a way that we, again, kind of hand off our power and expect someone else to fix or take care of or mend our body when always we are the ones who are going to be able to truly love and care for our bodies more than any other healthcare provider, no matter how wonderful they are. And so, you know, going to pelvic floor therapy once or twice a week is great, but really yoni mapping and interacting with this part of the body, I believe should be a daily practice, if not, you know, multiple times a week. And, you know, this is something where I kind of compare it to exercise or stretching. Like, sure, you can go to the gym maybe once a week, or maybe you have like a really great trainer that you see once a month. But imagine the difference of like 15 minutes of a practice every day versus a practice of maybe like 1 hour once a week or once a month. And then, so the analogy of, you know, like, We often think about habits and practices in our lives, like exercise or like eating well and all these different things we do to support our health. But we don't really, like, without consistency, we just are never going to see the results and, you know, the beautiful transformation that can come. And so most of us, they say in studies now that we are really not having as much sex or self-pleasuring as much as previous generations. And this decline happened with the millennial generation. And then we have seen like an even larger decrease with Gen Z. And so again, because we don't have sex or orgasms or self-pleasure as much as we used to, we're not using this part of the body as much as we used to. So yoni mapping is another way to, you know, bring that kind of supplement, if you will, the blood flow and the full like arousal process that we're supposed to be experiencing much more of than we typically do today in like modern times.
Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 Americans aren't. And that's a big problem because magnesium is involved in more than 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Today, I want to talk to you about the most common signs to look for that could indicate you're magnesium deficient. Listen carefully to the end because there's a special offer happening and this could be exactly what you need. Okay, here we go. Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia? Do you experience muscle cramps or twitches? Do you have high blood pressure? Are you sometimes constipated? There are dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency. So these are just a few of the most common ones. Now, here's what most people don't know. Taking just any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem because most supplements use the cheapest kinds that your body can't use or absorb. That's why I exclusively recommend Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. All Bioptimizer supplements are best in class, which is why I use them. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund, no questions asked. They are so confident that they offer a 365-day money back guarantee. Just go to biooptimizers.com/biohackingbrittany. In addition to the discount you get by using my promo code biohackingbrittany, you get gifts with your purchase. That's right. You actually get gifts. Up to 2 travel-sized bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. So act fast. This is a limited time offer. You can go to biooptimizers.com/biohackingbrittany. Use my code. It's linked in my show notes on my website and start taking your magnesium today. That's so interesting. I actually, I go to pelvic floor physiotherapy right now, and my physiotherapist introduced me to this practice, and it actually sounds like yoni mapping. I don't know if she called it that and I missed it, or maybe she called it something else, but essentially we were in a session and she did very similar to what you were describing. She was using her hands and her fingers, and we were kind of going around the outside and then the inside, like vulva area, getting all up, you know, in my business. And essentially she was going around in circles and pressing, and she would just be checking for tenderness. And anytime we found a tender spot, we would breathe through it in this like very specific way. That's all about like lengthening the pelvic floor and like relaxing those muscles. And then she also taught me that when, you know, if you find a tight spot, something else you can do is kind of like, if it's on one side, you hold that spot and then you move your knee back and forth, like, cause you're lying on your back, and that can kind of help massage the inside of it as well. And after that session, I bought a pelvic wand from her, and she was like, try doing this at home by yourself. And I kind of do it about once a week right now. And so I like put it in and I do the same thing, or my husband does it, and he will like press it against the walls of the inside of my vagina. And we will kind of do this exercise together. And whenever there's something tender, I do like these very long breaths. And it's so interesting because I wonder, like, I guess I never connected it, but I feel so relaxed after this. Like, it is the best. I fall asleep right away. If we have sex right away, it's like there's no pain in sex whatsoever. Like, there's no issues with lubrication. There's no issues. And it's like you said, like, it actually resets the nervous system. And I guess I just never connected that area is actually very much connected to our nervous system. But my question to you, is that yoni mapping, like that practice that I'm doing?
Yeah. So that's a really great descriptor. So this is what they offer in pelvic floor PT, and kind of that protocol that you shared is really similar. I'd say the difference between that and yoni mapping is that yoni mapping takes on a bit more of a emotional, spiritual aspect to it. So with yoni mapping, it feels a little bit less like clinical and medical and goal oriented, and more like you're really encouraging yourself to feel into the emotions that are accompanying that sensation as well. So a lot of women that practice yoni mapping have really big emotional releases, and even memories resurface when they like palpate or touch certain areas of their vagina or their vulva. And, you know, I've had this experience myself where all of a sudden I kind of find like a hot zone, but not like the good kind of hot. That's really maybe like tender or hypersensitive or even like borderline painful. And I just have to kind of hold space for that part and for that part of me. And it's very much like a somatic experience. If you've ever done like somatic exercise and things like that, where I'll close my eyes, and if it's a really intense spot, a lot of times I'll have like a memory or visual resurface for myself. And I really believe that this is like the body bringing up a memory or experience for healing. Other times, if it's a little less intense, it'll just be the emotion. Like maybe I'll touch a piece of myself and I feel some underlying sadness or grief come up. I've had a lot of women that have like urinary UTI, common UTIs and chronic infections, where they notice that their tissues are holding on to a lot of anger. And it's interesting because in Chinese medicine, the bladder is connected to the emotion of anger. And this is something I've kind of been starting to put together recently as I put together more yoni mapping resources, is this just finding, like, in different modalities of health throughout cultures and history, you know, what's the connection with, like, the emotion and the body part? Because just like how in our ears and acupuncture and Chinese medicine have the organ meridian points for every organ in the body, so does the inside of the vagina, which a lot of people don't know. So like the tip of your cervix is connected to the heart organ. And so, yeah, there's some really incredible emotional, spiritual, somatic experiences that come up during yoni mapping. And I think pelvic floor PT is super valuable and a really great entryway point. And then I always like to encourage clients or women that I work with to take that a step further and let it be something, I guess, deeper is how I would put it. You know, let it be a process that, like, really transforms you. So it's not just purely physical, but you're bringing in the emotional, mental, and even spiritual aspect if you're open to it.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, like, just identifying the differences there. Because with my PT, it's very much like, let's help you have a relaxed pelvic floor. And we don't want a tight pelvic floor for birth, right? So it's all about that. And that's great. And I think there's a lot of science behind that. There's a lot of reasoning. And I think that's important. But I also think it's very interesting, the other side of it, like you're talking about, is like, what emotions might be coming up other than, oh, this feels a little tight. Like what else is actually coming up? What are your thoughts? And it's really interesting when you do a practice like this, because you really have to be in such a safe space, first of all. And secondly, like, your mindset has to be, you have to be open to it. Like, you have to be open to listening to your body and being okay with whatever comes up. So it's definitely not one of those habits that's like, you know, let me just put this in at 5:45 to 6 p.m. every night. And like, I'm just going to do this thing. And like, it's just so much deeper than that if you really want to get the true benefit from it. And I next time I do that, probably like this weekend, I'm actually going to think a lot about this, because I haven't thought about, you know, what emotion is this? Like, is this stress? Is this anger? Or where is this connected to my body? Which is also very interesting. And I'm sure you know this, but I think it's in Chinese medicine, they do mapping of your foot. I forget what it's called. I don't know if you remember.
But, reflexology, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I've had that done, and here locally. And, you know, he's this practitioner, and he's going through it, and very similar, like pressing on like certain parts of the toes and the heel and the ball of the foot. And this is like connected to the kidneys, and this is like connected to this, and this is your uterus, and like all this stuff. And it was so fascinating, but I had no idea that that same philosophy or similar could be applied to like our own reproductive area. Like, I had no idea. And now I want to like see a diagram of like, where are all the spots and like what equals what, and which chakra? Cause I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, we have the reflexology points on the feet, we have them on the ears, and then the lesser known is that we have them in the vagina as well, and outside as well, the vulva. So yeah, and I mean, it makes so much sense. When I was starting to practice yoni mapping myself years ago, and really introducing myself to the practice and diving deep and having these kind of like new experiences that I didn't really know anyone else who was doing these kinds of things with their body or having these kinds of experiences themselves. And I noticed myself kind of like following these patterns of having certain emotional reactions and certain like quadrants of my vagina, and then other ones held onto certain patterns. And it's really interesting because, yeah, like I said, you know, the upper wall of the vagina where the urethral sponge or the G-spot is obviously connected to our bladder. And that's the part of the vagina where most women, when they touch or press, they will notice a lot of fear and or anger come up, which I always found really interesting. And then likewise, on the opposite direction, if you press down, so the vaginal wall that connects to our rectum, that is a part of the body that has a lot of grief or frustration is another big pattern I've noticed. And of course, everyone's body is unique. We all have our own unique body of experiences, literally. And so things, you know, can pop up differently for all of us. But it is, I do believe there's like connection points in how all our bodies operate, especially when it comes to, you know, emotional store places, places where we store emotions within the body, and particularly in this case, within the yoni. And I mean, yoni mapping is amazing, obviously in preparation for birth, for the physical benefits, similar to pelvic floor PT, but it also really helps you work through a lot of the emotional blockages that you may have and that naturally come up during pregnancy and that often surface in the intensity of labor and birth. But also, yoni mapping is really beautiful if you're someone who's just looking to deepen your connection to pleasure or just like your sexuality in general. Like you said, you know, doing your pelvic floor exercises right before you have sex, you notice that you have like virtually no pain, or maybe you like lubricate a little bit easier. And that's definitely a real thing. Like the body feels relaxed physically, but also nervous system wise. And then also, often because you've had those emotional releases, no matter how big or small in your yoni mapping session, you're just, your heart is open. Like your energy body, your spirit, you're just so much more open to receiving and having a really like beautiful, open, pleasurable experience and connecting with your partner. So in ancient Taoism, yoni mapping, it wasn't called that back then, but they had a really similar practice. And it was often prescribed to women to help enhance fertility, but also to help enhance pleasure. The Taoists were a very like sex forward, sex prioritized culture, which is super cool. And so in a lot of the like documents and knowledge that's recovered from that dynasty and part of Chinese culture, you find all these like ancient tools and practices that women and men use to just enhance their sexual experiences. And yeah, they, women were often prescribed like to massage and press on certain parts of their anatomy, depending on like kind of what their intention was, whether they were trying to get pregnant or just enhance general pleasure with their partner.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. I and it also doesn't surprise me, like as kind of having done something similar, I've just seen the benefits from it. You're just able to tap into your body more. I think like that's what it is. I think like sex is obviously something so intimate, and it's really hard sometimes to kind of switch off the brain from work or life and then get into that zone. But if you have this kind of like time in between where you're feeling yourself and you're checking in and you're doing this yoni mapping, whatever that might look like for you, it's like the bridge to be able to physically, mentally, emotionally get there. Like you said, like it opens up your heart. So I think that's really beautiful. And I also think there's something to be said about, and I'm sure you've probably seen this with your clients, of like doing it with a partner. Like when I've done it with my husband, it's been very eye-opening for him. Like I don't think he really knew much about anatomy. Like, yeah. You know, like, and he's like, wow, like this really gets you in the zone, because you've mentally been able to let go of the day before we start to try to be intimate. Have you kind of heard that from other couples that you've worked with?
Yeah, definitely. And I've experienced it myself as well. I think so, yoni mapping with the right partner, I've seen it be super healing for women that have histories of sexual trauma and abuse, because it's not often in like your average sexual experience, I would say, that we really, really slow down and our partner slows down to the pace of our body. You know, often sex can feel very goal oriented, or like we want to like catch the train before it goes away. And with yoni mapping, because the full goal and intention isn't to like have an orgasm or to get to a certain level of being aroused, your partner is truly just in like exploratory care mode of your body in a really intimate way. And it's super beautiful and can feel like something amazing to receive. And if you are a woman that just kind of generally has a hard time getting out of her head, struggles to receive, you know, physical touch or just in general sexually from her partner, this is like a really great starting point. I've seen, you know, clients use it as a way of foreplay almost. But again, like, I think the key is you just don't want to add that pressure that it has to turn into something. But often I think it just kind of will on its own. And for your partner, it's a way for them to really deeply understand, I'd say, like the sacredness and tenderness of having a yoni. You know, they start to see like, oh, wow, like every single inch of you is sensitive in a beautiful way, or you have some like pain or tenderness here. And, you know, they have the tool and opportunity to help you release and work that pain or sensation out, which is a really beautiful thing to do together.
Yeah. Yeah. I really agree with that. I want to pick your brain about what you've seen with yoni mapping and fertility and the preconception period. So before women get pregnant, I have my new course out that is all about, it's called Baby Steps, and it's all about optimizing preconception health prior to starting to try to conceive, or for those who are trying to conceive, how do we optimize your health so that you don't have to necessarily do things like IVF, and it's designed for the man and the woman. And I'm actually going to look into adding yoni mapping to my course after this, because it's a very holistic course encompassing all types of modalities so that there's like this one-stop shop for everything that you need. Anyway, I'm curious what you've seen for women who potentially like are struggling to conceive, and if there's like a certain trend that you see of emotions that come up, or how it might show up on their yoni mapping. Like, is it more painful or tight, or like, are there like certain emotions that you see? I'm not sure. I'm just very curious.
Yeah, that's an amazing question. So I definitely say there's a few layers to this. So on a more like reality, more like evidence-backed perspective, we know that fertility is going to be decreased with overly hypertonic pelvic floor muscles, that because the best way for the sperm to make its way to the egg is when a woman orgasms, which means that there's movement happening within the pelvic floor and those muscles are contracting and releasing and kind of like encouraging the trail of sperm up, you know, in the most supportive way. So having an overly closed, tight pelvic floor definitely we know can contribute to that. So yes, there's like the part of yoni mapping and like yoni massage where it has the physical benefits of mobilizing and softening inside of the vagina, which again is going to help like the actual physical moment of conception in terms of fertility. And then there's also, I'd say, the emotional blockages that are often, you know, more mysterious and less talked about when it comes to fertility. And this is like the case of a woman that seems to be doing everything, you know, the nutrition, the lifestyle changes, the supplement protocols, you know, the blood work, the testing, like all the things, and it just doesn't seem to be working. And this is where, you know, we kind of enter a more gray but very real area of, well, what is holding you back from being able to conceive, you know, and what are some of those intangible blocks there? And I really believe that yoni mapping helps bring those things to the surface, because what I've seen in those cases where a woman seems to be doing it all, but it's just not happening, is that there's often a really big disconnect between her and her body. And it's kind of like one of those things where the body is like so numbed out, but we're just like throwing all these things at it, wanting it to work so badly, but we just haven't at the core tended to the actual relationship, whether that's like the mindset, the emotions, the limiting beliefs. And so yoni mapping kind of forces a woman to slow down and confront, you know, those inner demons or those things that she maybe subconsciously is kicking under the rug and doesn't want to address yet. And I find that women that I've worked with that add yoni mapping to their like general fertility protocol or plan of action start having a lot of revelations and really powerful insights come up with the practice. Like, it's kind of a way for them to slow down and understand like the deeper emotional picture of what's going on in the background of their fertility journey. And I definitely have known and seen cases of women that, you know, maybe for like a year or two, they've been on this fertility journey, and it wasn't until they really like stopped, slowed down, and started tending to their relationship with their body, what they believe about their body and themselves as a woman and womanhood as a whole, where all of a sudden these breakthroughs started happening in their fertility journey. So definitely that's not something to be neglected. And just in general, I think it's important to note that, you know, we are kind of conditioned to have a pretty transactional relationship with our body as women. It's like, take this pill and then get off birth control. And then I should be pregnant now. Why am I not pregnant? Or my body should be, you know, fully aroused and wet and open right away and ready to have sex with my partner. Why is it not doing that? Or this baby should be, you know, being born right now. Why is he or she taking so long? And it's like, well, if anyone spoke to me that way, I probably wouldn't want to do any of those things on command. And so I think, you know, we really have to take a step back and consider, like, what is the dialogue going on internally with ourselves and our female body? Because she's really sensitive, as we all know. And again, yoni mapping for me has just been a really great tool in slowing down and just changing the tone of that internal dialogue that I have with my body, because I still have my moments where, you know, I feel frustration or I think my body should be doing a certain thing. And it's like, I'm just not tending to the deeper emotional needs of my body as a woman.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, yeah, it's honestly, it's sad. It is really sad that how disconnected we've become. There's so many reasons for that. And, you know, society just doesn't really make room for it. With our culture, with our work culture, with constantly being online and on tech and on phones all the time. Like, when do you get to tap in and check that you're doing okay physically and like have that private time to yourself? Like, yeah, I think it's really difficult. And it doesn't surprise me that there's such a deep emotional component to fertility. I went through something very similar myself, and I've talked a lot about this in my course about the mindset and mind-body connection. And I just couldn't imagine even attempting to do any of this without having just done the work in order to mentally be here. Like, and especially because I'm preparing for a home birth as well. So I'm very much like doing the mental work to be able to like go through that and not fear it. And trust my body and know that it's going to be okay. And know I have like a good support system around me and like all of these things. And to be honest, it's like this pregnancy has been the most mindful time I've ever been about my body ever. Because partly because you kind of forced to because you're pregnant and it's like, you know, you're reminded every single hour, every day. But also it's like preparing for something like a home birth is, I just feel like I have this responsibility to be able to like be mentally resilient and connected to my body and listen to it and trust. And so I'm like practicing this muscle every day now to kind of be able to prepare for that properly. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, it's just been a journey. And I'm sure you, like, you've worked with so many people, like you've seen so many women go through this. Have you ever had, I guess my question is, do you have tips for those women out there who are pregnant right now, who are maybe in a very similar boat to me, who maybe are preparing for birth, whether in a hospital or within a home in the postpartum period, and they're working on their mindset? Like, what would you say in order to help foster this mind-body connection?
Yeah, well, first, what you shared is beautiful, and I totally understand and hear what you meant with that. And I would say, so kind of like echoing off of what you shared, I think a really big thing I find myself reminding the women that I work with and also myself a lot of the time is that these times in life that are full of really intense transformation and that ask us to take a lot of responsibility and really tune back into our innate strength and power as being pregnant and preparing for birth 110% does, it all is perfect and builds upon itself. And what I mean by that is the work that you're doing right now while you're pregnant to kind of like answer the the call, if you will, this drum from, you know, your maternal lineage as you embark on this really beautiful journey of bringing new life into your family is exactly what you need in the process of entering motherhood, which is a whole other set of responsibilities and transformation and learning how to stay connected to your innate strength and power. And so really similar to how in birth and in the unmedicated birth world, you know, we want to, you know, avoid or really intentionally choose the interventions that we prefer to work with in our birth process. At the same time, you know, emotionally and in our psyche and spirit, we get to answer this call because it's ultimately going to be the exact thing that we need to get into the next stage. So there's nothing wrong with us for feeling afraid. And there's nothing wrong with us for feeling all of these limiting beliefs come up or really surprising, like little mindset things that can come up for women during pregnancy. Like it is coming up with purpose to be addressed, to help you move into the next stage of this major life change and transformation. And I often say to women that pregnancy brings up the opportunity to address and remove all of these blockages and kind of like clean your slate from the ground up so that in birth, you don't have to fight that fight. You get to really like be in a place where internally you're fully trusting the experience and you know that you're exactly where you need to be in your heart, mind, and soul to bring your baby to the other side.
I love that. I love that so much. And I think you're spot on. I think there's so much power in what you said. And so I'm just so happy that we were able to do this episode today. And if people out there, women out there listening are like, I want to work with you or I want to get in touch and understand more about yoni mapping and how it can help me, where can they do that and how can they connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm based in Austin, Texas, which is where I serve all my doula clients in person, but I also work with women around the world doing digital consults and consult packages for various holistic women health needs. But definitely those are often very pregnancy, birth, and postpartum related. And then I'm also currently working on a full-fledged course for yoni mapping, but I have a free intro to yoni mapping course on my website, which is just a really great introductory to the practice and gets you started with your first 10 days of mapping.
Amazing. Yeah, I was reading about that. I was wondering when your course was coming out. That's exciting. Courses are a ton of work. So good for you.
Thank you so much.
I will put that in the show notes and I will put that on my website so people can find you very easily. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. This was awesome. And I'm just so happy I learned about this and I'm definitely going to explore it more after this.
Thank you so much, Brittany. It was awesome to chat with you and I'm so glad I got to share this information with you in such a special time in your life.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening to another episode of Biohacking with Brittany. If you're interested in finding the show notes or the sponsors for this episode, you can do so on my website, which is biohackingbrittany.com. Remember to follow me on Instagram, where I'm most active. My handle is @biohackingbrittany. And if you're interested in working together and you want to email me directly, you can do that. My email is info@biohackingbrittany.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and having you tune in next week.